Whereas Peter Bell, Peter, this is going to be your first draft for the club, and for a first, it's been held over 2 days. You must be excited for Thursday.
Yeah, really excited. We get an opportunity to draft four players onto our primary list, and then we'll have some selections in the rookie draft. And looking at the rookie draft, first of all, we've committed to redrafting Ethan Hughes and Ryan Nyhaus. With the retirement of Michael Apnis means we have another choice to make in the rookie draft, so our recruiters are excited about that. And on the primary list, we have four selections, 14, 31, 43 and 65, and that'll be really exciting to bring in some new players to Fremantle.
So on Thursday is the first round, and we're going with pick 14, but it may not actually end up that way. We could end up at 16, 17. Do you know why that would be the case?
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in the top end of the draft that players are eligible to be Next Generation Academy selections or father-son selections in some cases as well. Nick Blakey is eligible for the Sydney Swans. He's the son of John, who had a great career at Fitzroy, North Melbourne. Then there's Taran Thomas, who's eligible at North Melbourne. He's from Tasmania. And also there is Isaac Quainer, who's eligible for Collingwood. Now, there's a bit of talk that they'll be taken before our pick. Those clubs can match the pick, but ultimately it will mean that we shuffle back a little bit in the order.
And on Friday, we have three more selections in rounds 2, 3 and 4. Can you take us through the kind of players that we are looking to take?
Yeah, looking for good footy players. look, there's so much talent on display, so it's very much a case of, do you take the best available talent, or do you have an idea of what your club's needs are as well? There's a lot of high-end talent there, and we're looking for guys who are athletic, who clearly have really strong aspects to their football. We're looking for good characters as well. We think that's really important, and we think there's a lot of that talent able to be selected.
You touched on the work of our recruiting team. Can you take us through the kind of things that they've been doing in preparation for this draft, and what's happening over the next couple of days?
Yeah, there's a lot of skill audits. That's the first part, going along and watching them play from a very early age, watching the way that they approach their football, where their strengths are, where their particular weaknesses are. So what they do on field is one part of it, and then there's a lot of interviews with teachers and parents, junior sporting coaches, coaches from different codes, family, friends, the network that prospective players have around them. A lot of those people are interviewed. Countless hours are spent travelling across the country. When it gets a little bit closer, you start to pay very close attention to their athletic profiles as well, how high they can jump, how fast they are, how agile they are, what they can do a 2 kilometre run in, for example. And then you have a look at their GPS data from games as well. You look at whether they're playing in the under-18s championship, how they perform under pressure, how they perform against the other top-end talent as well. And then when it gets really close to the draft, you start interviewing the players again. You start making home visits to take in the family situation as well. So it's a huge amount of work going into making sure you get your selections right.
It's obviously sad to see Michael Apnis announce his retirement today, but it does have some ramifications for our draft as well.
It does. It was really sad. Michael came to a conclusion that he had pushed his body as far as he could possibly push it. He clearly has had a lot of injuries to deal with over his years at the football club. He's been a wonderful servant for Fremantle. He didn't get a lot of luck. He decided that he wanted to retire, and although that was very sad, and of course we wish him all the very best, it does mean that we have a live choice in the rookie draft as well. And what I mean by live is, obviously, we've committed to redrafting Ethan Hughes and Ryan Nyhaus. With Michael's retirement, it means we get another selection as well.